You are listening to Concert Blast.
In the beginning, there was fun on the radio. Then the radio industry fell victim to corporate America and venture capitalist bankers who marched in with their research and up to their armpits in debt and turned the radio band into a wasteland of cookie cutters. Faceless, sound-alike stations who completely lost touch with the people they were meant to serve. Then there were two voices that cried out in the wilderness. Faint at first, but becoming louder with every passing ratings book. It's okay to have fun again. To give the people what they really want to hear. And not treat them like a sea of mindless followers who have no choice in their radio entertainment. Welcome to the Rick and Bubba Show.
This is intern Darth Banker with the Rick and Bubba Show, and you are listening to Concert Blast.
Hey, what's up? It's Don Juan DeMarco from the Rick and Bubba Show, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
Hey, it's Speedy with the Rick and Bubba Show. I hope you're having a great time because you're listening to the Concert Blast.
Hey, folks, I be Rick.
And I be Bubba.
And you are listening to ConcertBlast.com.
With Mike, Brian, and Tom.
Let me tell you, everything you want to know about concerts and music can be found right here. And I know they're opinionated, but that's what makes it great.
Hi, and welcome to Concert Blast. This is Mike along with
Tom
and
Brian.
Hey, where are we, guys?
We be big in Birmingham, Alabama, baby.
Yeah, we be big. We're going to be meeting a couple of big guys here today, aren't we?
That's right. Big in many ways.
Yeah, that's true.
Actually, we're in Homewood, Alabama, ain't we?
Yeah, I think that's the name of it, but
you
yes.
Be specific, that's true.
But we're about to be on the Rick and Bubba Show here in Birmingham, Alabama, and man, are we excited about this. There goes a helicopter over, in case you hear that.
Yeah, that's the traffic copter, probably.
Yeah. But it's early morning here in Birmingham, Alabama. We're about to go in to see Rick and Bubba and Speedy. And first of all, I want to thank everybody that's involved with this to allow this to happen. Thank you, Speedy, for sending us the email for the invitation. And man, oh man, we are excited about this.
We are excited. I mean, this is something that we really feel like we've worked hard for. And hopefully get out there and get Concert Blast out there to everybody in the world.
Well, let's see what happens. So we just got inside WZZK radio station studios. We're in a break room, and we've been escorted by an intern by the name of who?
Darth Banker.
And why did they give you this name, Darth Banker?
Well, my very first day on the show, Rick and Bubba did their entrance interview for me, and all of my friends called in and told all sorts of stories on me. And one is that when I was a little kid, I rooted for the bad guys in Star Wars. And then I'm Banker because I'm a finance major.
And what's your real name?
My real name is Simon Bailey.
All right.
See?
So what are you going to be when you grow up there?
It's hard to say exactly.
You could ask us the same thing.
I'll let you know when I get there.
That's right.
Well, I hope we're still around.
Yeah, hope so.
Well, he's still in radio?
Yeah, maybe? I'd like for radio to be in the mix.
There you go. Be a business manager. There you go.
Yeah,
we'll need one after we get off this air.
Yeah.
Yeah, there'll be calls all over the place. We'll have to call up Simon here to help us out.
There you go. That's
Simon, right. Just run everything for us. We're going on vacation.
You go on trips with him or anything?
I have before, yeah. I go on the one to Jackson, Mississippi and stuff like that. I went down to Gulf Shores with him. Sure. I want to go to the New York trip, but don't know if that'll work out.
They got books signing there? Too.
They're actually doing their big, part of their media tour will be on getting on Fox News, all those shows,
yeah.
One day. So. And then they'll hang out with Sean Hannity on his radio show for
yeah.
an hour. And actually, Dave Ramsey is hosting the Nashville event.
Yeah. Heard that yesterday.
He's big in there.
You know, they,
you go?
All right,
guys.
How you doing? I'm Gump.
Hey, Gump.
Yeah.
Brian.
I'm Tom.
Why are you gone? Because you're from Greenbow?
Yeah, I ran cross country in high school.
Oh, really?
In college.
In college?
Yeah.
Cross country?
Yeah, in high school, too, right?
Well, I ran track.
Going here?
The folks from Concert Blast are here. What in the world's Concert Blast, you might be asking?
We'll find out.
Mm-hmm. Tell you about it when we come back. Something kind of cool.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Concert Blast!
Yeah!
Concert Blast!
Good, man.
Good.
Good. Hey, Speedy. Hey, Mike Arnold.
Good to see you.
Tom, good to see you.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
See you, Rick.
How you doing?
See you.
All right.
How you doing?
Thank you, sir.
You guys
doing
all right?
Doing good. We doing good.
You guys jump in.
I'm Tom.
Tom, good to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
How are you?
Hi, Brian.
Good
Very good to meet you.
I'm Brian Mike.
We put these on.
So this is pretty. Yeah. And the volume is in front of you somewhere.
I haven't got one.
We took those out. Let me bring them back in.
You don't get any. No,
I don't get it. I just yell at everybody else.
Buckaroo.
That's right.
Mine's
a little wild. Loud.
Look at this room. It's pretty cool. Little deal right here. It's like an iPod Nano.
Thank you, sir.
It's a digital recording device. And you can just.
Mike, look at that.
Like if you're out doing interviews for a podcast or something.
What is it called, Bubba?
I don't know what the name of it is. I saw it at the, I got it at the Apple store.
Uh-huh. I like that.
And they make them that fit all different type iPods. They make one for the video iPod if you want more memory. And
That's
great. The software is built into the iPod to record anyway. Got to have something to make it access. Yeah. We were going to play with it and just see if we could use it to do some stuff. You know, keep it in your truck in case you run into something.
Right.
There you go. What's this?
What is that? It makes iPod a recorder.
What?
That's pretty neat.
You get that at Apple Store?
Mm-hmm. 22 minutes past the hour, the Rick and Bubba Show, 866. We be big as a number. Our website is Rick and Bubba, spell out the word and.com. Go there for all the information about the Rick and Bubba Show and then some. Bubba, I know this is a happy moment for you as you pride yourself on staying on the cutting edge of technology. Of course, as things have moved forward, podcasting has become an incredible service that people are just on fire for it. And I introduce you today to Mike, Brian, and Tom of a group called Concert Blast, podcasting, concert reviews, interviews, music discussions. You know, when I first heard about you guys, it reminded me of when satellite technology first took off, and I remember hearing my favorite bands being interviewed on Westwood One.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, rock. What was it called, Rockline?
I think something like that.
And then, you know, and I know they still do it, but, I mean, now these things are a little more readily available than they were then. And now you guys are taking it to the next level, and that's doing some of the same things with podcast.
That's right.
That is so cool. Explain the concept to everybody. Say if somebody does not even know anything about a computer. Start at ground one.
Well, ground one is all podcasting is a sound bite or video file downloaded to your computer so you can listen to it anytime. You can listen to it exactly at the same time you want to just push a button and listen to it through your computer. You can download it, put it to your iPod or any MP3 player or any video player, and then listen to it at your convenience.
You know, it really is revolutionary in that up to this point, if you, an individual, wanted to broadcast to the masses, you couldn't do it. You really had very little avenue.
That's right.
And now with the internet, you can broadcast worldwide.
Well,
I mean, it's not real time as far as a pure podcast would go. But I mean, if the word gets out, and the word can get out on the internet about stuff, I mean, you can literally have hundreds of thousands of people downloading it in a very short time.
Well, we got by on a shoestring just to start with. Mike bought a little bit of equipment. I bought a little bit of camera equipment. And it's been a very minimal investment for us.
And what we try to do is we really try to bring the audience to the shows that can't make it to the concerts, and they want to be able to say, hey, what's going on? We try to interview the audience, the crowd, and the artists also, and we want to bring that experience to the people out there.
You know, really, you look at you guys, though, and you think about somebody that would go to concerts and be doing podcasts and all that. Y'all don't exactly look like that bunch, okay? Y'all look like y'all ought to be dentists and doctors and dads.
My profession is a computer programmer. Brian.
I'm a quality control manager.
And Tom.
I'm in insurance.
Yeah, where's the tattoos? I mean,
but
where's the tats?
Yeah.
My mama don't know, won't hurt her.
Right.
So y'all are doing this like on the side.
Absolutely. Right. We do this because we absolutely love it. We've been going to shows for 30-plus years, and I think nobody can probably review a show better than us.
We just tell like it is. And what we like to do, we like to record snippets of the show. And actually, we get permission to do that. For instance, one of y'all's favorite, Sheryl Crow.
Great singer, lousy scientist.
But they said we could record the whole show even. And I'm, but you can't take pictures unless you got a photo pass. Well, of course, Brian, they gave Brian a photo pass.
I got one.
Yeah, but
so that's what I was going to ask you. Are you because there's a lot of security and copyright issues and all that? Are you welcome with open arms? Do they treat you now like they would a mainstream journalist from the local newspaper or something?
Well, yeah. For instance, if they don't want us there, they'll tell us you're not welcome. And we don't want to promote anybody who doesn't want to help us with free passes and media passes and camera, you know, equipment. So, for instance, it can change from show to show as well. I mean, we can say Dave Matthews Band, for instance. They say, come on out. We got you everything set up. We got there, and they're going to do a video, and they said everything's taken away.
Well, absolutely. You got to be prepared for disappointment because we've had stuff pulled on us while we were in line.
Yeah,
walking in the place.
So like something changed before you got there between the time you got permission, just like this. Hey, we're doing a video tonight, so you guys.
You
are
mean
out,
they
so.
Want your help promoting the concert, and then once it sells out, they forget you? You're kidding me. You got to be joking.
Yeah, we've never had that happen before. I thought we were bringing the band on. Yeah, not so much.
Well, it's somebody that doesn't have the authority to promise that's usually setting it up.
Yeah. Well, on Concert Blast, I was looking at this. You guys are you're based out of Nashville.
That's right.
You're coming through here because Elton John is in concert in Birmingham. I think on Saturday night. You guys are covering that, I guess.
Well, here's what happened to this. We started coming down through here because Hart is in Biloxi, Mississippi tonight. We wanted to get to Hart. Mm-hmm. And then something went wrong there. We said, okay, well, they got the Crawfish Bowl Festival
tonight. Yeah, that's tonight.
Cheap Trick's one of our favorites.
Yeah.
We'll cover Cheap Trick, cover Elton tomorrow. The Crawfish people didn't respond to us. Elton John refused us yesterday.
So you're here for this now.
Now we got to leave here. Memphis in May has a Beale Street Music Festival. And y'all been to Memphis in May before?
Yeah.
Well, that starts this weekend. And they called us and said, come on out to here. So we're going to Memphis when we leave here.
So, all right, you started out trying to get to Cheap Trick.
No, get to Elton John and Hart.
And Hart. Mm-hmm. Something bad happened with Hart.
Yep.
Then you said, well, Crawfish Bowl, let's go Cheap Trick.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. They wouldn't get back. We'd go one way or the other, I guess.
Right.
Well, maybe after right now, they might call you right now and say, how about tonight?
They could.
You never know.
Well, if you were the Crawfish Bowl, call them and tell them it's okay tonight. But then, of course, I guess it'd be Cheap Trick would have to say it was okay. Mm-hmm. And then you said Elton John were booked for. That's the only one you thought you had for sure.
That's the one we had banked because Live Nation is really behind us a lot in a lot of shows.
Right.
And sometimes they get pulled back from the artist himself and the management.
Yeah, well, look, that's what I mean. Mm-hmm. A lot of times a promoter will promise you something, and they really mean it. But then you get there, and like the road manager will say, well, we ain't doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Or somebody, whatever, fill in the blank on the staff, somebody else will shoot it down who says, no, I'm closer to the artist, and that's not going to happen.
That's right.
Well, so if someone wants to hear the podcast, what do they need to do?
They get on concertblast.com. That's what they
did. That's simple.
That's simple.
And now, what do y'all used to do your recording with? I notice you have a little carry bag there of goodies.
Look at this little thing right here. We're not on television anymore, but here we go. It's a little Olympus MWA player.
Right.
And it records all kinds of stuff, and that's pretty good quality.
Yeah, the adapter you have going into it is almost bigger than it is.
Yeah, the adapter's bigger.
Isn't that amazing?
With the Shure SM58 mic.
The old standard.
How about Concert Blast is also going to interview us about the upcoming book and CDs and things like that. There are some cool interviews and concert stuff there. Go to concertblast.com. We'll be right back.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
We're back. Concert Blast is what we're telling you about. Mike, Brian, and Tom are here from Concert Blast, podcasting on concerts, concert reviews, interviews, music discussions. Here today doing an interview with us about the upcoming book and CD sales and things of that nature. So we'll be on Concert Blast. It's concertblast.com. 87 different shows are represented there right now at Concert Blast. I was looking at some of the things you guys have done. You explained to us in the last segment how sometimes it's kind of a shoot-ready-aim process of trying to get into some of these shows. But when I saw that you had just reviewed the Paul Rodgers concert in Atlanta, Paul Rodgers, of course, with Free and then Bad Company, and I forget, what was that project you did with
The Firm.
The Firm, yeah.
And later
off
with
of Queen last year, yeah.
Yeah, and then like filled in for Freddie Mercury with Queen, which was odd. And this was him just by himself doing a concert in Atlanta?
Yeah, he was solo.
Yeah, well, just him solo. He had a pretty good band. Had Howard Lees, who used to be in Hearts.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
He was a great show, too, man. I tell you what, he still has it, too. His voice is so clear, and it's the best we've ever heard him.
Do you guys ever disagree about your reviews?
All the time.
Yep.
So you all three put your input into your reviews. You may have two that liked it, one that didn't, and Rick and I are that way on things, too, sometimes.
At the end of each show, we'll rate each of us on how we felt the show did.
We call it the concert blast scale, and we give it a 1 through 10, you know.
So what are the different things you look for in a concert? What makes it good?
What they start off with. Their set list. I mean, there's all kinds of things that we look for. Let's see. Do they stop and talk in between songs and lose the audience?
Incessant. Do you like that, or do you like the medley format?
We'd rather, bam, bam, bam.
Yes. Let's do it. Hello, I'm here. For instance, Dave Matthews Band took them how many minutes? 7 minutes to say the first song.
It took them that long
to actually strum the first chord.
Yeah.
You mean they walked out and started talking right out of the gate?
No, they just started looking at each other.
Started tuning their equipment, and we're going, okay, it's going to get started when?
You know, by the way, I love that.
They had what we call a slow start, huh?
Yeah, see, I don't like that. Yeah. I want lights on, the lights go off, we all go nuts, we see nothing, then all of a sudden, bam, they're on the stage and everybody's going nuts.
And we're not real big into jam bands, too, where they just keep playing and they just drag out the song over and over and over, like, get to it and go.
Let me ask you this, because this is where Rick and I tend to veer in our preference. How do you feel versus a band playing a song that is a hit, that is well known, that you know? Do you want it to sound exactly like the record in concert, or do you like it to be different and have a live touch to it that is different from the recording?
I don't mind them putting a little twist on it, but when they change it from its original content, it ticks me off. it really makes me mad. I mean, we've heard Springsteen do that. Who else?
Oh, Born of the USA. You talked about how Springsteen.
I got to tell you, and I nearly got. I mean, it was almost as bad as speaking out against global warming. I said that I went to see Springsteen expecting to see one of the greatest concerts of all time,
right.
And I think it happened 2 hours into the show. Well, see, by 2 hours in, I felt like, well, it's not going to get any better, so I left. You know, then everybody said, oh, but when you left is when he started. And I said, well, you see, that's the problem with the slow start. He had lulled me to sleep, and I guess by the time he started doing what he was historically a legend for, I was gone.
Yeah, you already moved on.
You know, I was like,
and we're much the same. I mean, if you can't recover very quickly, we lose interest ourselves.
Yeah, you know, especially when you're at the level where, I mean, all you ever heard was that going to one of his concerts is one of the greatest concerts you will ever see.
Right.
That's right.
You know, we're bad about that, too. If you overhop something.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I want the song to sound exactly like the record I bought. I don't know why.
Well,
why is that, Rick? What's wrong with me?
No, there's nothing.
And when they do a live version, it makes me mad. I go, hey, that ain't how it sounded.
Well, here's the thing with
me. That ain't the song.
I will go as far as say there are songs and bands I would rather hear live than on the... That on CD.
So we vary in our opinion.
Actually, that's how I judge my band. If they're good live, I will probably like them. If they're not good live, I could care less how good the quality sounds.
I'm kind of the same way. It's not that I want them changing the arrangement of the song, but I think that live sounds different than in the recorded because it's got more energy to it.
What about the sound system? I mean, that can be a huge difference in it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the sound guy can slaughter you, man. He's back there, 50 rows back.
Haven't heard anything really bad, but I tell you what, one of the clearest sounds we heard last year was Counting Crows. And I'm not a big fan of theirs, but I don't hate them either. So I just went, we covered the show, and we were fans when we left because how clear things sounded and how well they orchestrated their show.
Who is somebody that's got bad reviews from y'all?
Dave Matthews.
Really? Y'all didn't like his concert?
Sorry about all the fans they had, because they have tons of fans. They sell out everywhere they go, but I don't get it.
Mike couldn't go that night with Tom and I, but like I said, when we had to wait 7 or 8 minutes for them to hit square one, we were turned off immediately. And then between songs, be 2, 3, 4 minutes sometimes.
It's really hard to do a review on a show that you didn't like. Because we want to be excited about the show because we want people to really get out there and enjoy the show if they're coming to their area. And we just had a tough time on that.
How does your expectations, and we talk about that a lot on the show, if I go in expecting something to be good, sometimes I come away with, it was okay. But if I'm not expecting much, I come away going, oh, it was awesome.
That was
so
John Mayer for us.
I try to lower my expectations.
Yeah, to me, some of the best concerts I've been to were the ones that I got free tickets to it. I was just, and I already was in the mindset that I'm not going to be holding this thing up to some unattainable goal. Mm-hmm. Right. And I was kind of that way with Taylor Hicks. I kind of knew before I went what I was going to be getting. I knew I was going to hear great musicians. I knew I was going to hear some pretty long arrangements of some classic songs. It was all going to be about the music and not about putting on the show. And I was in that frame of mind. Now, if I go to a frame of mind where I'm expecting this big production and I don't get it, then I'm kind of, you know, I'm left hanging a little bit.
We try to go in pretty much with an unconceived notion of what the show is going to be like. And if you're not open to it, or like you said, you have overly high expectations, you're going to be disappointed anyway.
And some people, we won't cover it all because how filthy they talk. For instance, there's a band that went on tour last year with Aerosmith. I'm not going to talk about Motley Crue, but if I did, we won't even mention them.
They're not worth it. We didn't even review their part of the show because there's just one bit of filth.
It'd be negative numbers on our
show. So you've never reviewed Ted Nugent, I take it.
No, he's coming to Nashville, and I refuse to even try.
Right, exactly.
Ted is he's one of those things you're grown guys. I would say you almost need to see it one time just to have a point of reference. You know.
Yeah. Yes. Right. We've seen him a lot of times.
Okay.
Gonzo screaming. Yeah. And we did interview and review Derek St. Holmes, his original lead singer that was the best, you know, that he ever had.
The voice of Ted Nugent.
The voice. Yes. He plays Atlanta about every other weekend, and man, it's a great club show.
Yeah, so y'all review club shows too?
Oh yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh yeah. John Waite, one of y'all's favorites.
Yeah, we love John.
He actually talked about how funny you guys were.
Did he really?
Yeah.
And
he
loved the podcast too.
Yeah. Wait, is that on there? Could you look up John Waite and he said something about the show on there?
We didn't record that part for our show.
Right.
But it was like when we were setting up, but I said, hey, I heard you on the Rick and Bubba show. He goes, man, those guys are so funny.
He has been exceptionally nice to us.
Is he as good now as we want him?
He's great.
Of course, you know his guitarist, Damon Johnson.
Yeah.
Right. Now,
Have you heard
I heard y'all talking about it.
Yeah,
he is fired up about it too.
Whiskey Falls. Damon Johnson is
y'all
in
hear
country.
The baseball song?
He's in a country.
Wow.
The one you can't buy.
play Long Train Running for him. Long Train Running's a dude, bros.
Yeah. Right.
Last Train Running, which is their single that comes out Monday, by the way.
Oh,
but when
cool.
But when you hear this and you know the projects Damon Johnson has been in, this is going to be a little surprising.
Well, we've seen it with John Waite and with Alice Cooper.
Right.
I mean, this
Brother
guy's
Kane,
working all the time.
Yeah, Brother Kane, when
he's
had
traded
allergy.
In his black fingernail polish for a cowboy hat.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
But it's really a little more Crosby, Stills, Nash, Eagle sounding. Don't,
wow.
don't picture it being twangy because that's really not what it is. But
I can't picture him being twangy anyway.
Yeah. There might be one twangy one on there that I've heard, but most of it sounds a lot like this. This is their single that comes out Monday, and if it's already Monday, it means it comes out tonight. But catch these harmonies, y'all love it.
At the end of my life, when I take that journey all alone, and I'm on my own, and there's no one there to save me.
I can hear it, can you?
Yeah, I can too.
Oh, when I look back at all the things that I've done wrong, you know I wasn't always strong. Lord, will you take me? 'Cause I've been down as far as a man can go. I wanna be ready when I hear that whistle blow. And I'm on the last train.
Isn't that weird? That's Damon Johnson's new project.
I liked it.
I did.
That's great.
They sent us a sampler CD before it came in, and it really is outstanding.
And this is even funnier. Tell him the story about the baseball song while I cue it up.
Well, yeah,
because I'm gonna play it again.
We'll come back. they've got like a baseball song in there. They put on there as like a bonus track.
Right.
It was something they tried to put together for the World Series to use as their theme song last year, and they had it until Detroit got in, and they got bumped by Eminem because he's from Detroit. It's just kind of a fun song. We played it on the air, and of course now everybody wants it. And I talked to Damon on the phone yesterday. He's like, I don't even think that's going to be on the CD. Why are y'all playing that?
And Detroit went down quick.
Yes, they did.
Right, see, if they'd had this song, they might have won. We'll be back.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
home with a baseball and a bat in his hand. Daddy had him swinging from the time he could stand. Out in the sand lot, he was king at the plate. He kept his eye on the ball and sealed the pitcher's fate. And every time he'd stand on deck, you'd hear him say, load up the bases, fire up the crowd, let's clear out the dugout, we're gonna get real loud. Just throw me a fastball, smoke from the mound, we're gonna end this thing in just one swing, I'm gonna knock one down.
There it is, Load Up the Bases, Whiskey Falls, a bonus track on a sampler CD in their attempt to be the theme music for Fox's coverage of the World Series last year. And it almost happened, but now it's just a bonus track that they're just kind of having fun with. And then we played it on the air, and Damon said, I'm glad you did a lot of things. I'm not so glad you did that one. But I told him, he said he would go talk to the guys, and he said if it doesn't make the CD that they are considering, talking to the Concert Blast guys, it'd be a good place for you guys to get involved too. Is just offering it as a download or something.
Absolutely,
for people
to have.
So anyway, we'll hook you up with them too. Concertblast.com is the website if you want to hear podcasting on concert reviews, interviews, music discussions. Now it says here you guys, you know, go to classic rock shows, you go to Christian rock artists, which by the way, I think we all can say, boy, has that genre of music, where these strong believers who are gifted in music and songwriting and performance, these shows have come a million miles.
They sure have.
I mean, and for the better. I've taken my kids to see Toby Mac, Third Day, and it was to the level of the shows we all attended growing up.
Oh yeah, Audio Adrenaline was one of my favorites, and they just did their last tour, and I'm gonna miss them. The Newsboys is what got my attention at a Christian youth conference. And I tell you what, it was it blew me away that you got thousands of people singing Shine, you know, at the top of the lungs. I'm going, I'm not involved in this. I don't know this. I went home. I said, where is it? You know.
Yeah, so, yeah.
And that's what got me involved in meeting your buddy from Third Day, Mac Powell.
Yes.
You know,
oh, yeah.
Who's on the show a lot.
We love those guys. And
a lot of people who don't go to Christian shows don't realize they can be every bit the rock show that any other band out there can be.
Well, it's finally gotten where it should be. And we've said this on the show so many times. I don't even know why we have to label these artists. You know, it's just like people will tell us sometimes, why aren't y'all in Christian radio? We're like, we're Christians doing radio.
There you go.
I mean, and these artists are every bit the caliber. And, of course, I know Michael Tate from DC Talk fame.
Yeah.
He said, well, if we claim we represent the Lord, then we really should be at the top of our game.
Right.
And some of the most talented people. But I think the thing is, and I was this way, because when I was growing up and I was, you know, not a believer, had any desire to go see Christian music, I thought it was hokey and goofy.
Mm-hmm.
And DC Talk was huge, but I wouldn't go see them because somebody put that label on them.
Right.
And I thought, well, that won't be a good show. And now I've gone back and watched their concerts that I missed and hate I missed. Man, they were every bit as good as anything I was seeing, if not better than most.
I think that's it. If somebody's actually afraid, they'll get a message out of it.
Right.
And so they turn away from it.
But see, we don't tell people you're going to see a profane show with profanity. This is a profane artist.
Mm-hmm.
We don't say you're going to a drug concert where all the songs are about drugs. We don't say you're going to see a sexually immoral concert where all it's going to be about is sexual immorality. But then if you write about believing in Jesus Christ, people have to say, no, wait a minute, I need to warn you about that. So why can't these bands and these artists just be artists who put out music? And they're writing about what's important to them, just as these other artists are writing about what's important to them.
But that's what's important about our concert review. We warn you, if they use profanity, especially a lot, we warn you. We tell you, hey, they got profanity in it, and this is why I'm deducting a point from the very top.
You're like me. I don't want to hear that. Why do I have to sit here and listen to you cuss me? I don't understand that.
It's uncalled for.
Tell me a little more about the technical side of it. You do your review. You get sound clips, audio clips.
Yes.
You go back and edit room?
Yeah, I edit through our computer at home. I do it all at home. And what I do, I usually take about an hour a day, and I just take out Brian stuttering.
What?
What's wrong with that?
All of our uhs and ahs, and, you know, and when we stop, let's think about this one now. They didn't do that next, and our arguments in between, you know. So.
Now, how do y'all feel about when you're reviewing the concert part of it? How do you feel about tracks, lip syncing, and any things that are added that are not live?
Well, you know, if it makes a show better on a track, I don't mind. We talked about the Alice Cooper show. We heard keyboards in a song we didn't see anybody play.
Right.
We're looking at the stage, and I don't see keyboards playing.
They were behind the curtain, man.
We didn't know.
I heard a tambourine in here yesterday. I didn't see, and I found out the drummer was stepping on it with his foot. Right. So I thought, wow, there could have been.
A lot of times these big rock acts, though, hide the keyboard player from me.
But if it makes the song better, I don't care about all that. I don't want the nitpicky stuff.
You want the experience.
I just want the experience.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
I do mind it if it's the vocals.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. No vocals.
How do you feel about background tracks?
I don't like karaoke. Didn't you say it before?
Here's where we run into a problem. If you're a highly overproduced singer, which there's a lot of them out there, where you're singing over yourself several times, and you like the song to sound like the recording, like myself, then there's no way to do that live without having tracks, right?
I think the first thing you probably heard that, and I was like Bohemian Rhapsody. I mean, you go to see that live. And they cut away.
They get off stage.
They show a video.
You know. Because
I saw it the first time. How are they going to cover this section? And they just left.
Yeah, that's one.
But they come back with explosions.
But so y'all would be okay if it's like part of a song that happens to be recorded. But you're saying if I watch a song from beginning to end and you're never singing live and the background's never live and... Are you okay with combinations? I'm singing live and my background's got a little help? Or
I don't like the background. I don't like the... Who was it? Who was the disco guy that came and you said you went seeing him?
It was KC.
KC and Sunshine Band. Right. He came out there with a jukebox.
Yeah, it was karaoke KC. No live musicians.
We grew up with the Sunshine Band, the horns, and it was the smaller show with just him and the two girls, and it just was weird.
He was singing on tracks.
That's not a concert.
He was doing karaoke. Yeah. He was doing karaoke of his songs.
Now, did you grow up or live through?
So what is your all-time favorite concert for whatever
there
reason?
You go.
Mine has to be this last tour of Alice Cooper. I loved how he did the show. He got the audience singing. Damon led that stage, man. He was just awesome out there. I was at the Ryman in Nashville.
One of my favorite shows is the Journey Def Leppard show. I mean, we had so many people that we talked to. They sang. I mean, every song everybody knew. And that's part of the fun of going to concerts is to sing. And it's a great show. We loved it.
I got to dig back, man. I got to say Queen. I mean, we were privileged enough to see Queen in her heyday. And there's no better showman than Freddie Mercury.
Yeah, so you saw him with Freddie still in there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
He does.
Did you go see him when Paul Rogers filled in?
He didn't come anywhere around us. I think closest he came to us was like Duluth,
Atlanta.
Georgia.
Yeah, Atlanta, yeah.
Y'all ever see Kiss?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, several times.
We saw him. We saw him.
Did you see the midgets, too?
Huh?
Did you see the little Kiss?
No, I didn't see them. They did come. We didn't make it. We were out of town or something. But, yeah, mini Kiss. Yeah.
Mike and I actually saw him. The first time we saw Kiss was $1.
Yeah, it was at a nightclub.
It was 99 cents, and I'm still waiting on my penny.
And that's when one of our shows, we talk about our shows that we've seen before. Brian had a date that night. And, you know, the stage is like table high.
Big West.
And Gene Simmons spits up the blood, and his date passes out. Just, we learned a lesson. Don't take a date to a concert.
All right, there they are. Mike, Brian, and Tom, Concert Blast. If you would like to hear reviews of concerts they've seen, interviews, here's some of the concerts there, all in podcast format. Go to concertblast.com, and also yours truly, Rick and Bubba, will be in the interview there shortly. So concertblast.com. Enjoy it.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Okay, man, I tell you what, man, that was a lot of fun. We were just on the Rick and Bubba show, and I tell you what, man, was that just not a blast?
That was awesome.
Man, I tell you, the guys just made it so simple, so easy, and we were just so impressed with Rick and Bubba and for how long we were on the show for.
Yeah, we were expecting to be what?
I expected maybe 15 minutes.
I would have expected that, 10 minutes at the most, you know, because I'm thinking, wow, this is a big, you know, syndicated show, and, you know, my gosh, we might get 5 minutes.
But we ended about 40.
Okay, good.
There you go. This is Mike signing off.
Tom signing off.
Oh, and Brian.
And?
Rick and Bubba.
Bubba.
All right. God bless you, everybody. See you next time.
Woo. I want to thank you for letting me be myself again.